Let us consider the one who sympathizes with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin, Hebrews 4:15. That one is Christ Jesus. Let us speak of Christ and His preeminence, His sovereignty, today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Greetings to all of you. Thank you for being with us for our study today from the International Gospel Hour. And we always appreciate our Jay Webb and his good work that he does with our announcing. We appreciate Jay and his contributions to our work here at International Gospel Hour. Let's consider our text today from Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through 18. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence. You know, friends, it has been said, except for the gospel accounts of Matthew through John, that the book of Colossians is the most Christ-centered book in the New Testament. And clearly we see from Colossians the Christ and His preeminence, the sovereign one, if you will. And when we look at that word preeminence stated in chapter 1 in verse 18 of Colossians, it is defined as to be first or hold the first place. Well, indeed, Christ is the first over and above all. We recall the description of the Christ in Revelation 1 and 11, saying, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last." Emphasis there that He is above all and through all. For the next few moments, let's talk about the preeminent Christ from our study in Colossians 1, 13 through 18. But first, let's pause, and I'll be back in, a little over 30 seconds.
Our website is internationalgospelhour.com. That's internationalgospelhour.com. Please check it out and listen to our other broadcasts, learn more of our history, download our app, request our newsletter, and ask for our free Bible study by mail. Also, check out our free resources available from our fellow laborers in the gospel. Yes, friends, all for you through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Okay, then, let's continue today's study.
Let's talk about the preeminent Christ, and from verses 13 and 14 of Colossians 1, His salvation. Now imagine, as He is the preeminent one, first and above all, His salvation is the very best. I mean, in Acts 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The preeminent Christ. The saved are in His church. Acts 2 and verse 47 says of those on the day of Pentecost and afterward, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Okay, if there is salvation in Christ and in the church, well, let's note these words from Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, where God hath put all things under His feet, speaking of Christ, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all. And we note from Ephesians 5:23, Jesus is the Savior of the body. The body is the church, so He is the Savior of the saved. The preeminent Christ, His salvation and none other. I want to be saved through Christ and saved in His church where the redeeming blood was shed for me, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, Ephesians 1:7. It's the same blood that purchased the church that we just read about, wherein is the saved. His blood purchased the church, Acts 20 and verse 28. And it keeps one cleansed as one walks in that light, 1 John 1:7, as they walk as the saved. Dear friends, with the preeminent Christ, the first, the over and above all, there is no question that one's salvation should be in Him, through His blood, in His church, and anything else is less, way less, and is unacceptable. The preeminent Christ, let us grasp His salvation. Second, from verses 15 and 16 of Colossians 1, let's think about His creation. You see, He was the firstborn over all creation. Now let's think about this for a moment. The word firstborn means born before. Now, it's not always used as the first in order of birth. For example, David was known as the youngest among Jesse's children, 1 Samuel 17:13 and 14, yet God made him His firstborn, Psalm 89:27, because David had the preeminence to carry through the things God desired. So Christ, being born before, or the preeminent one, was the agent or the creator. When we see God created the heavens and the earth in Genesis 1 and verse 1, it's interesting that the word God there is plural, not as in gods, but as in the Godhead. The affirmation is there in 1 John 1, 1-3. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And later in John 1, verse 14, it affirms that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that being Christ. Now, while some do not view the Christ as the creator or the one through whom God created, the agency of creation, or Christ as the creator, the Scriptures affirm that He is, and deity stands forth, dear friends. And these are things we must grasp. If we grasp the preeminent Christ in His salvation, we must grasp and appreciate His creation and through whom God created all. Oh, dear friends, what a joy to study of Christ. What a joy to study the Word of God. You know, we appreciate you joining us for our studies here, but we also like to open doors for studies after the broadcast. We offer an in-home Bible study. We offer a variety of free materials to study. As a matter of fact, everything we offer through International Gospel Hour, radio, TV, whatever it might be, is free to the listeners and free to the viewers. And we appreciate our friends at the World Bible School. Now, I'm going to pause for just a few seconds. Our Jay Webb will come on. He's going to tell you about how to have a great, and the availability, rather, of an online Bible study. Here is our Jay Webb.
Our friends at World Bible School have a wonderful online Bible study available, and it is free. That's right, it's free. Please visit worldbibleschool.org and register. You will be provided a study helper who can answer questions and provide feedback for your lessons. Please sign up today. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org.
And now, friends, let's talk about the preeminent Christ and His church. We see the power, the preeminent, the great salvation, the only salvation, His creation as creator. Now let's talk about His church. We go back now to Colossians 1, 17 and 18. He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. We've seen that. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence, the preeminent Christ. Dear friends, when you look at the word church in the Scripture, church is singular, the word body, singular. And we noted that from Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. Listen to Ephesians 4, 4 through 6. There is one body. Now, did we not notice that moments ago? And one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. There is one body, one. Christ, as the head of that body, has all authority. No one else has the authority of the level of Christ. He is the preeminent one. And he said before he ascended into heaven, all power is given unto me in both heaven and on earth, Matthew 28:18. The preeminent Christ, his salvation, that's the one that I want. His creation, let me grasp, and his church, that one. There's no other foundation than Christ, 1 Corinthians 3:11. And as head of the church, we cannot help but to notice the singular emphasis. And let us be a part of the church we read of in the Bible, the one of which Jesus is the head, the one of which he saves. Dear friends, when we speak of the preeminent Christ, first and foremost, above all, is he preeminent in your life? All other salvation through any other type of church or religious organization is secondary and inferior. Any other creation theory, evolution, whatever it might be, secondary and inferior. Any man-made thought of church is secondary and inferior. We need to embrace the things that the preeminent Christ has brought forth, wherein we stand forth, and the things that are therein, and it should not be any other way. If we have prompted you to think on these matters in light of your spiritual situation, please reach out to us, 1-855-444-6988. We'll be glad to help you. If the online study doesn't work, we'll send you a study by mail. Just leave us your name and address, and we'll help you all that we can. You can reach out to us through our website at internationalgospelhour.com and leave your information at the contact tab. We'll send that free study to you as soon as possible. Concerning study, well, we'll do this together another time. But for now, thank you so much for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.